Jason, I have a question for you. Who is your favorite deacon candidate at the moment?
I want to hear this answer.
I was, you know, that's a hard one because I was debating whether I should put Ryan first or second, but I think you take first place.
Sweet.
Yes.
Is there a plaque for that or a certificate
you get,
or
you get
anything?
A license later, a certificate of ministry for being the best deacon candidate.
Welcome to the Piney Pastors Podcast, the elders meeting after show where we hang out to discuss theology and issues relevant to covenant members at Piney Ridge Church in Wentzville, Missouri. It's like a Bible study, covenant members gathering, elders hangout, and talk show all wrapped up into one. And it's all about making disciples of Jesus Christ. So grab another cup of coffee and let's get started.
Welcome back to the Piney Pastor Podcast. We have a special guest with us today, and it is one of our covenant members, Ryan Barron, who is a deacon candidate working through the process for us of training and evaluation for being a deacon at Piney Ridge Church. Welcome, Ryan.
Hello, guys.
Of course, we have our regulars with us, which across from me is
Steve Haupt,
Nathan Smith,
Brian DeLay.
And what we wanted to do today was we wanted to introduce Ryan to everybody. Maybe some who know him fairly well might know some better things about him today or more things. And those who don't know him at all would maybe get introduced to him and know some more about him just as a way of preparing them and to be praying for him and helping us as he's leading towards the deacon process, working through the deacon process at Piney Ridge. So I wanted to ask you a few questions, Ryan. This is going to be interview style. Ready
okay.
for this? You ready for this?
I think I'm ready.
Okay, so just tell us a bit about yourself and your family.
Okay, so I am, and my wife is also originally from the St. Louis area. We both grew up over in North County.
NoCo.
Hazelwood, Florissant area. We both grew up in church. We have four children. We have two twin daughters that are 11 years old. We have a 9-year-old boy, and we have a 21-month-old boy.
And what'd you name him?
His name is Enzo.
And he named
is,
after?
He is named after Enzo Ferrari, the founder of Ferrari of Exotic Motorsports.
So one thing you need to know about Ryan is he loves all things cars and
I do appreciate the internal combustion motivated sports.
Yes.
Yeah, Thanks to Mr. Otto.
Who's Mr. Otto?
Not Otto, but Otto, like the Otto cycle.
A what?
I can't remember his last name or his first name.
Well, I thought he was the inventor of the automobile.
That was a different auto.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember his last name either.
OTTO, the auto cycle. Four-cycle engine. Or maybe it was a two-stroke. I don't know.
It was an engine of some kind.
Yeah. Now we got that settled.
Otto's a palindrome, by the way.
So we have Enzo, and we have Elijah's our other boy, and Alexandra and Olivia. My wife is Rachel.
How long have you guys been married?
We've been married 15 years now. 15 delightful years.
You
so,
young whippersnappers.
How long have you been married, Steve?
39
years.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And how long you guys been at Piney Ridge?
About a year in January, so a little over a year. That's more than a year.
So by now, you should know the answer to this next question.
Hmm.
Which is your favorite elder among us?
I appreciate all of you equally.
Are you of Paul or Apollos?
That's right.
And that's the truth.
Oh, good. Well, hey, I was going to bring this up, but I won't. I'll just maybe we'll talk about that later. So, okay, next question would be.
Well, that was really smooth right there.
Okay, next question is, so thinking through the deacon process, maybe you already had this in your mind before you entered in the process and it was just been confirmed or clarified. I don't know. But for a lot of our people, it might be even somewhat of a strange or nebulous idea of, I think I have an idea of what a deacon is, but why don't you give some clarity for that? So what would you say, according to the New Testament, what is a deacon?
A deacon is a servant leader, someone who is appointed in a leadership role in the church that serves and leads the other members of the church in service, to serve one another, to serve the purposes of ministry.
Well, so
I'm going to come up with that quickly.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good. No, it's this is all on the spot. He didn't get any of these questions beforehand, so it's good.
No, and that's not
right.
Intimidating at all.
We have the power
all.
Of editing.
That's right. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we edit.
Can you make me sound intelligent?
Hey, he does us every week, so right, yes, on. He has great powers. Okay, so that if a deacon is this servant leader, we talk about, you know, they lead in serving, they lead by serving in the church. What in you kind of drives you to that? Why do you want to be a deacon of Piney Ridge Church?
I think because of Christ in me, I love people and I love to take care of people's needs and to work to serve them. And I think that's an important aspect of being a believer. And so when I look to my brothers and sisters in the church and others in this congregation, it's motivating to me to see them fulfilling their purpose in Christ and as well in serving one another. And so it that motivates me to want to lead out in that serving, because we all ought to be sacrificing for one another and serving one another in love. So, you know, I think that's not anything about me. I think that's just the Holy Spirit at work in me, hopefully. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a question real quick for the other elders in the room. What do you think would be, what are some benefits for having deacons at Piney Ridge Church? And why do we even have this process of training and evaluating men to be deacons?
No idea.
Okay. So this is the part where we edit out of things.
Well, first of all, I think that as elders, we have been given charge to oversee the flock as a whole. And it's helpful. And as we see in the book of Acts, that deacons were appointed to take some of that, the burden of that off of the elders. Mm-hmm. Particularly at that time, it was serving and making sure the widows had been properly ministered to. And so serving the physical, especially the physical needs of the church.
Practical
needs of the church. It's not to say that a deacon cannot lead in spiritual things. In fact, we have an expectation that as they are meeting the practical needs of the church, that they will also minister and to the hearts of the people.
Yeah.
But I think that's one primary reason that we have deacons.
What about the training process itself? Why do we have that? Why is that important?
Well, we think that the process of evaluation and training is important first and foremost because the evaluation piece of that is commanded in Scripture in 1 Timothy chapter 3. We have qualifications for deacons, and then in verse 10 of 1 Timothy 3, it says, and let them also, referring to deacons, let them also be tested first, then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. And so we have a command to test deacon candidates, and if they pass that test, then they can be appointed, should be appointed as deacons. And so we want to obey that command. It's a command that's given as a good command from God that is an application of wisdom. And so we evaluate deacon candidates because it is a wise and it is a biblical thing to do. And it helps us to, and it helps a candidate to understand what will be asked of them, what demands it will put on their time, their family. It give them some idea of that before they're actually appointed, and to know if it is something that is a good fit for their family at a particular time. It may be that someone is qualified and even feels a calling to that office of deacon, but maybe at a particular time in the stage of life that they're in and in their family dynamic, it just doesn't work. It they don't have the free time or whatever. And so the evaluation process helps to evaluate that as well, not just moral qualifications, not just practical skills, talents, ability, and that kind of thing, but also just the practicality of life and does it work. And then part of the training process also is teaching about what a deacon is biblically, so that deacon candidates have a real accurate idea of what they're getting themselves into. And also, along with the biblical picture of what a deacon is as a servant, it's actually a pretty broad picture, description that we have in the New Testament. We also want to help them understand what that looks like practically at Piney Ridge Church, how that role works, how the deacons function and serve within the church, and how they relate to the elders. We believe there's a clear distinction between elder and deacon in the New Testament, and that in some churches there has been kind of a commingling and a confusion of those two. And so we want to help candidates understand the differences in roles and function and even authority within the church, so that there are no surprises for them, and also just how, because there is freedom within what deacons will actually do in different contexts, different times, different countries even, we want deacon candidates to have as much of an idea as they can what their actual function will look like in the church at Piney Ridge in this particular context within this body of believers, what they can expect to do. And that can change over time. And there's even some flexibility within that based on that individual's passions and giftings. But just in general, we want to help them to have an idea of what they could expect if they were to be appointed as a deacon.
Yeah, that's good. Ryan, what would you say would be some of the bigger challenges you see for yourself and or any deacon of the church, or specifically of Piney Ridge Church, some challenges you see? Hey, this would be maybe not an obstacle as much as just something to work through to be a deacon, to deacon well.
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One being that I think in our culture today, we tend to separate quite a bit amongst ourselves in our day-to-day lives and be a little bit isolated compared to what I think we see in the biblical picture. Mm-hmm. I think there was maybe more community in that sense and more need, more opportunity for physically serving one another and ministering to real needs.
Today, we almost feel like we're self-sufficient. Yeah.
Yeah, people are resistant to exposing those needs, mm-hmm. and then others are maybe more involved in their own lives to recognize those needs.
Yeah,
and feel like it's okay to enter into them. So I think that's a little bit of an obstacle.
Yeah, just so that
given our culture,
Nathan pointed out Steve pointed out from Acts 6, that the community was foundational and necessary, and everybody knew it and felt it. And so where there's less emphasis on or dependence upon the community in a, modern local church, it can be hard to have that kind of where you're sharing needs and, yeah, serving each other.
And I think the physical needs are, it seems like they're maybe less, it's uncommon in our culture for people to be physically starving.
Yeah.
And to not have their day-to-day needs met. So it takes a different kind of perspective looking into people's lives and trying to discern what they need,
yeah,
and to enter into that.
Considering as you've been reading books and reading scripture, thinking and talking about being a deacon ministry over the past several months, and thinking about the fact that the word, the New Testament word for deacon, is actually used for Paul, it's used for other apostles and people in the New Testament, it's actually used for Jesus himself to be a servant. That's the word means. So reasoning from all that you've read and all you've studied and thinking about Jesus himself being, being referred to as a sort of servant, like a deacon, what would you say for your own heart is been most encouraging or most challenging for you?
I think one thing that's been particularly encouraging, I mean, first of all, that's a little intimidating, mm-hmm. to think of it in those terms, obviously, but right. I think it's also encouraging looking at Christ as the preeminent example of that. And this looks like a pretty incredible opportunity to more greatly pursue following Christ.
Right.
Because you have this opportunity and more of a defined role of serving, and it requires sacrifice and kind of dying to yourself to a greater degree,
right?
That it's something that is fruitful for the kingdom by the power of God working in us. So I appreciate that opportunity to be able to live that out, hopefully more than I may otherwise.
Yeah, I think it takes some faith too. And at the end of Acts 6, it talks about how when these seven men were doing this work of taking care of the widows, and the apostles were doing their work and of devoting themselves to the ministry of the word and prayer, that the word of God continued to increase and it multiplied greatly. And so there's a whole lot of, there should be a sense of real faith that what I'm doing, God is going to be doing great things through it. Thinking about the future of Piney Ridge Church and the deacon ministry, what would you say would be a hope or a desire, a prayer that you would say, I would love for the deacon ministry of Piney Ridge Church to benefit the church in these ways?
You know, one thing I, I think about is that, you know, we mentioned myself and my family have been here for a little over a year. I know you guys have been working in this church for, is it 7 years now?
Mm-hmm.
So I realize there's a lot of people in this church that are heavily invested and have been here working in this ministry for a long time. And so I still feel a little new in that, but I would hope that God will use the deacon ministry in this church primarily to meet the needs of his people and thereby bring him glory. But hopefully that it will be a way that everyone in this church will be encouraged to serve one another and to see an example of laying themselves down to take care of each other. And again, it's hard to see those things in our culture, but the needs are there. There are plenty of real needs that need to be ministered to. And so what we want is for everyone in the congregation to be sensitive to the people around them and the needs that they have and be motivated in love to do something about it and to invest themselves in caring for those things and really caring, not just trying to get a problem out of the way, but but caring for one another. Yeah. So I think that's my primary hope is that this body of believers grows in that way. Not that they're weak,
right?
But we hope for growth and for increasing fruit. So,
well, I really like that. I really like that idea that as a deacon that you're not just wanting to be the servant of the people, but you want to lead the body in growing in the area of service to one another. I think that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe to piggyback on that, what has encouraged you most about what you've seen in the people of Piney Ridge and maybe in particular ways you've seen people serving and that you just want to continue on and grow? But what are some ways you've been encouraged by the people of Piney Ridge?
Well, I've definitely been encouraged by the extent to which people seem to be really serving in the church. There's a relatively high percentage of involvement in working the ministries. I feel like there's a sense of joy in serving together in this church, and I think it's a really good thing.
Well, and I think a really good example of that was the work day that you organized.
Yes.
You organized as part of your deacon training process. And I felt the joy that you're talking about that we all had working together for the purpose of maintaining and cleaning and upgrading our building and our property.
Mm-hmm. They were menial things, I think, but people seemed to enjoy being together doing them, and that's really encouraging.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people did a lot of good work. So as we're wrapping up, wanted to remind all our people that we as elders and the other deacons have a responsibility to be evaluating Ryan, praying for him, praying for discernment of whether or not we believe that God has definitely called him and qualified him for this position of being a deacon and whether or not to approve him and appoint him for that. So I just want to remind our covenant members that they have that responsibility as well to be praying for him and for us and getting to know him and his family. That's part of this process, and that's part of why we're doing this podcast. And in that vein, Steve, I'm going to ask if you would pray for Ryan and for our present and future deacon ministry, if you would, please.
Absolutely. And gracious God, we are thankful to you for your many, many blessings to us, for your grace that you pour out on us. We're thankful for our church, for the people that we get to serve. We're thankful for the many ways that they encourage us. Lord, we're thankful for our men who are serving as deacons. And Father, we're thankful for Ryan, who's expressed not only the desire to serve in that way, but has shown through the deacon process that he is a willing servant. Lord, I pray your blessing on his life and on his family. Father, I pray that you would continue to be glorified in his life, that you would continue to sanctify him and grow him, that he would treasure Jesus Christ more and more each day in his heart. Father, I pray that you would give our elders and our deacon body and our church, that you would give us discernment as we consider his candidacy, Lord, and that you would give us wisdom. And Father, that your will would be accomplished through this. Father, I pray that you would continue to help us to raise up leaders in our church. I pray that you would give the people in our body, the the men and the women who you desire to be leaders, whether it be deacons or team leaders or leaders of different ministries. Father, I pray that you would inspire them in their hearts through your Holy Spirit and give them a desire to serve in those capacities and give us the ability to develop more and more leaders. Father, we love you. We're thankful that you love the church so much. And we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening. We have a new podcast each week, so be sure to subscribe on iTunes. For more information about Piney Ridge Church in Wentzville, Missouri, visit us online at pineyridgechurch.org. That's P-E-I-N-E, ridgechurch.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Piney Ridge. That's all for today. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning.